In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Gospel reading for today is the parable of the Good Samaritan. How many times have you heard this story? And how many sermons, explanations, and commentaries have we heard from Sunday school onwards? Is there anything more that can be said? Well, a few years ago, I did see something that made me look at this parable in a new light, and it'll come up there for you. I was at a conference in Charlotte, North Carolina, and one of the events took place at the First Presbyterian Church near the city centre. As you go into the lobby of the church, there facing you is a large mural. It's about 2.5 meters high and 28 feet long. And it depicts, obviously, the parable. We've got the sort of central bit of it here. Over on the right, there is more of it, and it shows the other two figures sort of disappearing, going away as fast as they can. It was painted by a local artist about 20 years ago, a man called Ben Long, and it's there to remind the congregation of their mission to the city, I guess, as you go out after the service, you pass this, and that's what you're sent out to do. And at first sight, it looks like a fairly typical biblical illustration with figures in long oriental robes and so on. But then, when you look more closely at the man who was robbed, pale, clad only in a loincloth, his limbs limp and distorted as the Samaritan tries to lift him. Where have you seen a figure like this before? Not in a modern Presbyterian church, most likely. But there are plenty of similar figures in paintings and statues here in Switzerland, in Canton Fribourg or Solothurn, in some of the medieval Catholic churches you will see them. Except that the figure who is lifting up the one lying on the ground is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Because this pose here is often called the Pietà, where the dead Jesus is being lifted up and put into the tomb. And if you look at that picture, you can see the man is bleeding from the side, and the Samaritan is tending to a head wound right on the top. So the inference is both obvious and breathtaking. You see, we've been brought up to see the Good Samaritan as the Christ figure. But here, the roles are reversed, and the battered figure lying on the ground is obviously to be identified with our Lord Jesus Christ. So what is going on? What sort of Jesus is this? The sort of Jesus who said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things. He will be delivered into the hands of men and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spat upon. They will scourge him and kill him." In this picture, for the first time, I saw the parable of the Good Samaritan as a parable of Jesus' earthly life and ministry. Because in his time, Jesus was to be found in dangerous and unsavory places, like that notoriously robber-infested road to Jericho. He encountered rejection. People did not want to know and passed by on the other side. He was often met with hostility and violence, as happens in our own day too, when what we hold sacred is dragged through the mud, ignored or ridiculed and laughed at in the name of progress or entertainment or personal gain. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, but in so doing, the Word fell among thieves. This is true not only of Jesus and of others who have tried to live by the gospel and suffered for it, but also of other gifts of God which have been abused and robbed at the hands of the wicked. In our day, one obvious example is the whole range of green issues, where we see how God's gift of the environment, the world around us, lies bruised and bleeding by our thoughtless and greedy actions. Or at a more individual level, just as the robbers on the Jericho road plundered the goods in the man's saddlebags, so God's gift of creativity can be abused to become pornography. The desire to do the right thing can become judgmental or intolerant. Drugs developed for healing are fueling the scourge of addiction, and so on and so on. Whatever God sends runs the risk of falling into the hands of sinful humanity to be beaten, robbed, and stripped. While he was in prison, awaiting execution, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote a poem, Menschen gehen zu Gott in ihrer Not. The second verse in English reads, we turn to God when he is sorely pressed and find him poor, scorned, without roof and bread, bowed under the weight of weakness, sin and death. Faith stands by God in his hour of grief. So, if that is what the Christ-like victim in this picture is telling us, what about the Good Samaritan? Remember, Jesus told this parable in response to the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus tells another parable when both the righteous, the priest and the Levite, and the unrighteous, the Samaritan, ask him in turn, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or in prison? To those who, like the Good Samaritan, saw Christ in the poor, beaten, naked figure on the ground, Jesus says, come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you, as you did to the least of one of my brothers and sisters, you did also for me. Looked at in one way, the wounded traveller lying on the ground sees Jesus in the hated Samaritan. Looked at in another, we are forced to see Jesus in the broken, bleeding man in need of help. And to see Jesus is to inherit eternal life. Amen.